Welcome to SK Wealth Management Solutions and Knowledge Podcast. We take an integrated approach to financial planning and investment management to improve your financial lives. My name is Mac Richards. I'm a financial planner with SK Wealth Management. Today, I'm joined by Grant Brown, Vice President of Compensation Planning. I've gotten to know Grant over the past few years due to our involvement with Financial Planning Association of Rhode Island. I've come to view him as a trusted resource of all aspects of employer-sponsored retirement plans. I'm very excited to have him on the show today. So Grant, thank you again so much for joining us today. To give our listeners some background, could you briefly describe the role that you and your firm compensation planning play within the retirement plan space?
Absolutely. Thanks again, Mac, for having me. Compensation planning is referred to as a third-party administrator, and our role is really to take care of all the compliance, the testing, the setting up, the design behind retirement plans for small businesses, so that be that a 401k plan or a defined benefit plan. We're really almost act as an extended HR department for small businesses, or we have some larger companies as well we handle the retirement plan for. But really anything from a sole proprietor with no employees up to a couple hundred employees, we're there to do kind of the A to Z to setting up and maintaining their retirement plan for their owner and the employees.
We both work with enough small business owners to know that it's not an easy job. There's a lot to manage. They're wearing a lot of different hats. They've most likely built their business from the ground up. They steer through the difficult times, and they know that the next downturn could be right around the corner. So a lot of business owners might be a little nervous about taking on an additional expense, you know, additional distraction, and kind of being locked into this when they would prefer to be a little more flexible and nimble with their business's finances. So what do you have to say to that business owner that is a little nervous about taking this on?
First and foremost, it all comes down to design. So if you as a business owner can express kind of what your intention is, concerns are, then oftentimes the plan can be designed appropriately. So for example, if I really don't want to be in a position where I have to make a contribution for staff, a 401k plan, if that's your objective, can really just be a vehicle to give your employees a way to save for their own retirement. If it's, hey, you know what, years are good and I have some cash to put in and I can get some extra benefit for myself and the staff also can get some extra benefits, but those are all options that are able to be designed around. So first and foremost, really taking what you know or don't know about the law and trying to express what you want to happen and then having that plan designed for that purpose. The piece about what employers may have to put in for staff, and then there's thinking about there's a cost for potentially setting up and maintaining the plan, which in the big scheme of things really is not a sizable dollar amount that you're looking at. There's a lot of benefit if you actually take a step back to think of why would I actually want a retirement plan.
There are some costs associated with it, but even having a retirement plan could be an incentive for employees to come on board or possibly a way to retain employees, and then you're reducing turnover costs or the costs of trying to find the right person for a particular job within your business. Do you see after business owners implement a retirement plan that they're able to attract better talent or retain their employees?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's absolutely a byproduct of having a plan. If you look at the tight job market and someone's trying to compare a couple offers, and I hear from a lot of employers that when their prospective employees are coming to them, they're asking, do you have a 401k plan? And surprisingly, they don't always ask exactly what the employer contribution is on it, but almost as a going down a checklist asking, you know, do you offer the certain benefits?
Say a business owner decides that they're interested in starting, let's say a 401k, but they're not sure if they want to start off with providing a match for their employees right away. Is that something that they could phase in over time, or do they have to start with that right away?
Nothing set in stone. So you could start, just as you mentioned, with just an employee contribution, no employer contribution, choose to add an employer match or some profit sharing later. It's that balancing act of setting a plan that's going to meet the needs of the employer and also act as a good PR play towards the employees and provide a meaningful benefit.
Let's say business owner sold, you know what, this is going to be a great addition to my business. I'm feeling stable in our finances. I want to retain employees. Where does that business owner go?
I'd turn to the people that you already trust. So if you have a financial advisor or an accountant or other trusted professional that you work with, I'd ask them first for their insight or if that's a service that they partner with anyone or have a recommendation to. Most people don't have a third-party administrator per se that they know to turn to. So I'd start with a trusted professional, and they would probably in turn pair you up with with the resources that you need. At that point, again, the discussion would be what type of plan is the right fit for you. There's a number of options out there. And I think to your point earlier, one of the hesitations sometimes is people just get confused or overwhelmed by the possible options. So having somebody to listen to you, to hear what it is your key factors are in setting up a plan, whether that's tax savings, building retirement savings for yourself, again, attracting and retaining employees, your concerns about potentially how much you'd have to put in for staff or how much you want to put in for yourself as a business owner, that will all drive which type of plan is the best fit and most appropriate for where you are in your life cycle of your business.
Let's say they've gone through that, they get a plan up and running, whether it's a 401k, defined benefit, IRA-based plan. Is it set it and forget it and kind of the job is done? Or what sort of additional responsibilities do they have after that point?
In the continuum of plans, the simple IRAs and SEP IRAs, you still need to have somebody knowledgeable enough to be able to tell you what's supposed to be going in for employees, but there's no annual reporting requirement, but you still always want to be, again, reevaluating, is that the right type of plan for me? And am I providing the benefit to the employees who I'm legally required to provide it to? As you move into the 401k space, there's a little bit more compliance involved, which is, again, why you'd potentially need a company like a third-party administrator to take that extra handholding and take care of the tax filings with Department of Labor and IRS. But again, as an employer, if you're partnering with the right professionals, there's really not that much extra work on your end. It's really signature-ready forms, but it is important to realize there are some extra requirements that need to be met each year to make sure the plan stays compliant and the proper filings are being made.
What about startup costs and ongoing costs with a, let's say, 401k, for example? Are there any incentives to take advantage of? Is there a best time to get it started? What does that initial startup phase look like?
As far as starting the plan, again, depending what your focus is, typically speaking, you want to start your plan before October 1st for the year you're considering, whether that's a simple IRA or a 401k, there's some certain plan designs that if implemented before October 1st, allow owners or other highly compensated employees to reach the limit. As far as costs go, the government under the Secure Act just passed last year or so has an increased incentive for small businesses to set up retirement plans. There's actually a tax credit that formerly was $500 that lasts for 3 years, and that's been increased to $250 per each non-highly compensated employees. So more or less your people who aren't the owners or make over a certain income amount. For the first 3 years, there's a tax credit potentially of half of the administrative cost that the employer would otherwise pay. If cost was a hurdle before, that really helps break down that barrier for the first 3 years.
Do you see it going away anytime soon, or is that built in as a permanent fixture?
I don't see that going away. If anything, there's even been talk of increasing it further. There's a big issue that not enough people are covered by retirement plans or work and their employer. So some states have tried to expand coverage or start their own plans. One other thinking behind this is if we incentivize small businesses to put in plans, there's going to be more employees that are covered by a plan, able to save for their own retirement and not be dependent on the government and Social Security at the end of the day, so people can actually have a dignified retirement. So I do not see that going away. And there's even an additional credit under the Secure Act that provides another $500 tax credit if you include an automatic enrollment feature. So again, the government's trying to encourage employers to encourage their employees to save for themselves, really reduce the cost as an employer in the initial years of offering that benefit to their employees and themselves.
Business owners, they're wearing a lot of hats. This may not be something that they necessarily want to deal with the management day in and day out, and they have a third-party administrator, but there has to be a contact within the business as well. Is that usually the business owner? Do you see it more effectively when it's an HR person or a controller? And who's usually the inside person for the contact for the plan?
Really depends on the size of the business. So for the small businesses, the 1 to 30 employees, it might be the business owner or an office manager. If they're large enough to have anyone who takes care of payroll or an HR function, they might be a day-to-day contact. As you get to a larger organization where you have typically an HR department, that's the person that generally is the one on a day-to-day basis interacting with the plan and the other financial professionals who are servicing the plan.
We see on the wealth management side how beneficial it is for small business owners to take advantage of these plans within their companies, and then also for the employees as well. If they have access to a qualified retirement plan, they're so much better off prepared for retirement, just have an additional place to save as only having an IRA, which it's a little more cumbersome because you don't have it taken out of your payroll every couple of weeks. So it's very important, the work that you're doing. I encourage all business owners, if they're even considering this, to reach out and learn a little bit more. And even if you're not considering it, it's worth understanding how it would fit within your company, the incentives that are available to you, and how it would benefit your employees as well. So Grant, thank you very much for joining us today. Really appreciate the information, the time, the expertise. For more information on Grant and his firm, Compensation Planning, please visit compplanning.com. For more information on SK Wealth Management, please visit us at skwealth.com. You've joined us today for the SK Wealth Management Solutions Knowledge Podcast. I'm Mac Richards, joined by Grant Brown of Compensation Planning. Thank you very much for joining us today.